It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Over the past 35 years, the landscaping around our place has gradually grown, taken shape, changed up, died out, and found renewals quite a bit. What started out as a small vegetable plot while the house structure was still taking shape has grown like Topsy to include flowering shrubs, tulip bulbs, a strawberry bed, berry brambles, evergreen accents, sunflower hedges, a greenhouse and bird baths, and even sculptures and wind chimes. And now it's time to try to put a bit of order to the place. So my mission for the coming growing season is to create some paths and walkways to make our outdoor living a little easier. In doing a bit of research on pathways, I've learned there are primary, secondary, and tertiary paths to consider, but I've already decided that I need to simplify my efforts by creating what I'll just call walkways designed to get from one place to another without too many thorny issues. And while carrying either harvesting buckets or an armload of tools from the greenhouse to the blackberries. Having simplified much of my research roadway, I looked at suggested materials to use in creating a walkway from here to there and back again. Both primary and secondary pathway surfaces are usually designed as hardscapes, with flat stones, concrete, or bricks as major building materials. I'll probably go with something more aptly used for tertiary pathways, such as bark mulch, pine or spruce needles, or other organic material. I know these won't be as long-lasting as the hard stuff, and that they can allow outsiders in the form of weeds and unwanted plants to sneak into the path. But if I put a bit more effort in laying my New York Times sections and some sturdy black plastic down as a base, I think we'll do just fine with a thick cover of chipped mulch that I can buy by the truckload from a wood grinder place nearby. Some additions I'd like to make include a couple of resting places, consisting of a bench or inviting seat that will most likely be claimed by the gardening cats, who like to oversee any work that goes on while they're doing rabbit counts or bird tallies. I'm eager to start this walkway project, but it's a bit early to start the labor and the layout. While waiting for good weather to arrive, I've done a bit of research on the background of the term primrose path. I expected to find a good bit of reference to garden pathways and the incorporation of primrose plantings with their large leaves and multiple colored blossoms. However, I found that a person who travels down the primrose path, though starting out with a bright future and good intentions, very often winds up in a disappointing situation. Harking back to my theater days, I remembered that Shakespeare coined the phrase. He used it in both Hamlet and Macbeth to refer to characters who chose a life of pleasure or personal gain, resulting in a negative outcome and ultimately leading to death and destruction. Taking heed of that warning, I'm not going to plant any primroses along my pathway. Maybe a few cans of sunflowers at the rest stop benches will safely lead any visitors down my prairie garden path.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.